celebrating while we're trying to end the drilling moratorium in the Gulf. It looks like Democrats are trying to add more and more on the backs of American energy workers.
This means our American energy workers are facing two threats, the drilling moratorium and this CLEAR Act, which at the end of the day drives independent producers out of the Gulf, drives American jobs overseas, increases our dependence on foreign oil. We may lose up to 300,000 of our energy workers in Texas, Louisiana, and the Gulf states, and it has a new $22 billion tax that's not assessed on foreign oil, it's only assessed on American oil, which is going to make it tougher, of course, for U.S. companies to compete.
There was an amendment about supposedly ending the moratorium, Mr. Brady, in this whole CLEAR Act deal, but it seemed to have so many strings attached, it doesn't seem to have done any good.
Current media reports on legislation ending the drilling moratorium aren't accurate. That amendment doesn't apply to the current moratorium. It applies months from now, after the drilling moratorium's damage has already been done. There was only one vote offered by Republicans that ended the current moratorium. Now, unfortunately, it failed on a party line vote. Republicans insisted the damage is being done now. The current moratorium needs to end now. Unfortunately, we couldn't convince our Democrat colleagues to go along.
But what are its chances in this very divided Senate right now?
This week, the Senate's going to take up a version of it. We don't expect it to pass. So it looks like this is an issue they'll take up later in September. The good news is it allows Texas energy workers to weigh in with their members of Congress, both to thank those who opposed the CLEAR Act, which would kill so many of our local jobs, and to weigh in with those lawmakers who supported it, killing the very energy industry that really is the lifeblood of our region.
Well, Mr. Brady, those people who saw your chart last August and thought that was confusing, if they see the new chart this August, do you think they're going to understand what really has been done to them in terms of health care reform?
Well, this is the first look the whole country's had on what this new health care law looks like, and it is overwhelming in its complexity and the number of new federal agencies, 159 of them, in between you and your doctor will convince, I think, most people that the answer isn't just to tweak that bill, it's to repeal it. It's to end that monstrosity. And let's come up with those common sense solutions that actually lower health care costs and doesn't allow the government to interfere in your most intimate health care decisions.
Well, in the same week that a federal judge blocked parts of Arizona's immigration law, we learned that there is a memo circulating around Washington that would make amnesty happen without Congress being involved at all.
This new internal memo for Immigration Customs is shocking. It basically lays out how the White House can get around federal law so that they don't have to enforce the current laws. They can give illegal aliens parole in place. They can delay their deportation, expand the number of people who get waivers to stay in this country. This memo confirms what many have feared all along. This White House isn't interested in enforcing the border. They're interested in keeping more illegal immigrants here in America and finding any way, including outside the law, to accomplish that.
Speaking of outside the law, former Ways and Means Chairman Charlie Rangel learned this week what the charges were against him, and these are pretty serious charges.
These 13 charges are the most serious violations of ethics, certainly since I've been in Congress, from withholding information, incorrect documents, hiding up to $600,000 of assets, and most recently, the Ethics Subcommittee's lawyers have accused Mr. Rangel of basically lying to them about his role in all of this. Coupled with another high-powered Democrat, Maxine Waters, facing perhaps her own trial this fall. This brings to more than a dozen Democrats under ethics investigation. One, another which resigned due to a sexual scandal. Another that was defeated for earmark corruption. This is certainly not the most ethical, most honest Congress in history, as Speaker Nancy Pelosi promised it would be.
The White House is calling this the summer of recovery, but important new numbers came out this past week. And what do they really tell us about the economy?
Well, clearly, our already very slow recovery has now slowed even more to a 2.4% pace. It's the worst number in nearly a year and really too weak to drive down unemployment, which is what all of us want to. Looking at President Obama's year and a half in office, his recovery, however brief it was, has clearly stalled out. It looks like last Christmas was the high point for our economy. And I think families who are struggling and businesses anxious to get out of these doldrums have to be wondering, is this as good as it gets for America's recovery? At this slow pace, it'll take much of a decade to return to the unemployment rate that we've been used to as a country. I think this is the reason 90% of American people feel the economy is in bad shape, and most believe it's not going to get better anytime soon.